Welcome back to Embrace the Chaos. We're excited that you get to join us here as we continue the story with Hector and Valerie, all of ours. Here we go.
You as well, because I feel like that's a big part of your story. Like what separated you guys, but then what brought you guys back together, you know?
I do want to add, when I moved out, I was already kind of, you know, missing church. I stopped, you know, responding to some of the, you know, brothers in the church. I also slowly started, you know, I had stepped away already. I left the church. I think after July, I stopped coming to church. I stopped responding to certain, you know, voicemails, text messages. I just didn't respond at all. So that's kind of, you know, I went on my own.
Did you feel like even in your heart with God, like...
At the time,
shut him out, sort of.
Not yet. But I do remember feeling like, because, you know, coming to church again. Remember, we were together for so many years since we were teenagers in the same youth ministry, sitting together, you know, from early on in the youth ministry. And then now it's like I'm going to church, and my best friend's not with me. She's not by my side. So it was a distraction for me. It was like I couldn't really pay attention to the lessons or the sermons, and I was on my own. And just all I was thinking about was just memories of Val and my arguments and what I felt the night she confessed to me that she cheated on me. The morning, you know, at Palo Verde, what I had expressed to God, how I just yelled and how I just, you know, was talking to God. I spent hours with God that morning. So all these things would come to mind during the services. I wasn't paying attention.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I was trying to just avoid certain people, you know, that would ask questions. I know they would always ask, hey, what's going on with Val? Hey, what's going on? Where's Val? And I got tired of that, man. I'm like, you know what? I'm out of here.
And
then I went to a cave and on my own. Just, you know, stop responding, even to some family members. And at the time, I had to deactivate my Facebook account, Instagram too, because I kept getting a lot of messages too. And then later, I think I activated Instagram, not Facebook. I was done with Facebook, but Instagram. I did have to, you know. I think after once we just, you know, separated, for sure. But. To say the least, it's heartbroken.
Yeah.
So in your response to that was to go kind of another, like you mentioned it, like it was a cave, like you were, you put yourself in a cave.
Put myself in a cave, and it was very difficult for me to try to push God away, not listen to the Spirit and my conscience. God, you know, would tell me certain things. I just wanted to shut it down. But it was so difficult doing that, because for so many years, you know this, you practice God's presence. God's with you every step of the way. You know, you're trying to do something that's not godly, and it's like you hear God whispering, I'm still here. You know, I still believe in you. You can do this. You shouldn't do that. Come on, Hector, you know better. You know the consequences, you know.
But you remember, would kind of ignore.
Yeah. And Josh was always in my mind too, in my heart. You know, remember, you have a little boy, and it's just like, you know, and for years, you know, you think about, oh, man, if I wasn't a Christian, I would definitely be doing this, doing that. And now there's the opportunity, but there's certain things that I still didn't do. I felt like, nope, I just will not do. I won't do. But I do remember the first relationship I got involved. I thought I was going to marry this girl. This is after we already separated and moved on. I was like, okay, we talked about getting a divorce. But even with the first girl that I met, and I felt like, you know, we worked together. She knew that I was married for a long time, and then one day we just went out with some friends, and I told her what was going on with my situation. And I think, you know, from that night, we just started hanging out, and then we started dating, and we dated for about a year. But I really wanted to marry her too, because I was like, I miss being a family man. I always wanted to have, be married and. I want to have more children.
Yeah.
So I really thought that she was going to be the one I was going to marry.
Wow.
But it was so it was difficult, you know, trying to enjoy the relationship, even with even the whole intimacy part. It was just like it was a challenge, man. It was difficult, because you're like, ah, God, it's God's presence, man. I couldn't avoid it.
Yeah.
God was always there.
And so in this time period, Valerie, were you? You were seeing somebody as well, or?
You know, no, not really. The whole time that we weren't together, like, I was off and on, like, seeing the same person.
Got it. Okay.
And it wasn't even, like, a real relationship, because,
Okay.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
And then, so how long were you guys like this? In this?
Off and on. I would say for like 6 years.
6 years. Yeah, that's a long time. And it never went to divorce. Yeah. Why?
We did. We started the whole divorce process. We went through mediation.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then when it came to like the finalizing it, I guess, I don't know, Hector just really didn't.
Yeah, well, because, yeah, I don't know. We held off. But before that, I do remember, okay, so my brother-in-law, I remember he did the favor. I was like, hey, can you take, so she, Valerie got served.
Oh, yeah, he served me with divorce.
Oh, okay.
When she got served, it's like she became a different person. And I can tell you clearly that she did not, she did not like me, man. I was like,
You
know, and I was just like, she knows. And that's when she would slam doors and curse, and I'd curse her out, and it'd be like yelling and arguing.
Because how did you feel when you got those papers? Like,
I was.
Because obviously it angered you, right?
It did. Yeah. But I think that reason it made me so upset too is because, like I was telling you earlier, we would be like off and on too. So like,
oh, okay.
During that time. Yeah. We'd be like, let's get back together or let's try to work this out.
Yeah. There's always like a glimmer of hope.
Yes.
But then it would be like.
One of us would be like, no, this isn't going to work. And stop.
Yeah.
We did that like three times. Like the third
after,
time.
Yeah, third time.
Third time I want to say is when we both decided like, you know what? Let's really, really give it our all to see if this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Got
and it did. But and we'll, you know, share that too.
Yeah.
But during that time, it was one of those times where it was like, no, I don't really want to do this. So when the divorce paper came, they were like, wait, what? Like, I thought you wanted to.
And you were it, you were kind of you guys were like in a on a high sometimes, or like a little bit of a hopeful moment.
I think part of it too. Why I didn't want to do it, because there was a second confession later that again it happened again. There was the kiss involved, and you know they were going out, and I just felt like, yep, she's still with the guy. I was like, no, you know, forget it.
Okay,
so it's like, and then you know, of course, I have friends that you know my son going, dude, once cheater, always a cheater. Just move on, go. You know, there's plenty of women out there. So I was like, you know.
I wanted to ask you about like how was like your view of God and like the church at that time
when I was not going. Honestly, I remember feeling like I couldn't be part of the church because I was like choosing to live in the darkness. What we would say I felt like I couldn't come back because I wasn't ready, I guess, to, like, give up the life that I was living, And even though, like, that whole time I wasn't, like, wilding out, you know, I was, you know, dealing with a lot of just past traumas. And so much stuff was, like, coming up after all this happened.
Sure.
So that's why I say, like, I don't really believe that whole, like, when, like, there's so much involved in when stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, oh, I'm just gonna do this.
Right.
It's not like that.
Right.
But I just remember feeling like a lot of shame. I felt I wouldn't pray. I remember I felt like God did not want to hear me during that time, which is really sad because He did. That's like really what He wanted to hear me. But I remember I just felt like I couldn't pray. I felt like I was going to be cursed. You know, I felt like I was gonna be, cursed.
Yeah.
Because of what I had done. So like, you know, obviously I felt like I'll never ever like be able to probably be like happy again. Like all these crazy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how I viewed the church. With me, I just had a whole lot of shame. So much shame.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That also stops you from coming back.
For sure.
Know, because you just feel like embarrassed. Even though, you know, a lot of people, I would say, didn't know, like, once we did come back, people just thought, like, we'd move ministries, which is a great thing, you know, because clearly they weren't, you know, nobody was gossiping, which is good.
Right.
But, yeah, I just remember feeling a lot of shame and, like, feeling separated from God. I remember feeling like He doesn't really hear me anyways when I pray because, like, it's probably muffled because of all His sin. I remember thinking that. Because I think we were like teach people.
I get it. I hear you.
I feel like I remember saying that to people like maybe at some time, and that's why I was like, oh, you can't hear me.
Yeah, wow.
Which is not true. But I think because you had grown up and you were hearing different things, and even just like, because you kind of mentioned this before, like the way that you guys were dated, the way that you guys dated, and there's just like so much that goes into that. Like I can see how you would feel that way.
So can we get into the third part?
Yeah.
The third. So you said you tried three times to try to get back together.
Yeah.
And the third.
We went to therapy and everything.
The third time you guys tried.
Man. Sorry. I got to share something.
Yes. Yeah, do something about.
So we did. Huh?
Yeah. Therapy.
We went to, marriage counseling. I think we went out and saw two, or was it three? I think it was two. And both of them were like, yeah, this ain't going to work. You know, like that's kind of what that's what we walked through. Well, the last one was like, you guys are better off as just being friends.
Sure.
Don't you remember that one lady, though? She was like, you know, you guys.
There was a little bit of a hope she gave.
She did. Because she's like, you know, I've never heard a story like your guys before. And she was like, and honestly, you guys are the only ones that can write the ending of your story.
Wow.
So
like,
you guys get to
choose. That's powerful.
It was so powerful.
Wow.
That's powerful, yeah.
It was so powerful. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so true.
Yeah.
So the third time that you guys really tried and you said, oh, we're going to give it all we got.
Yes.
What was different this time around versus the other times? And what, then tell us a little bit about that trajectory and where it's brought you to today. Yeah.
For me, what was different was I was in a different place in my own life. I think I had started going to therapy, just dealing with, you know, childhood trauma.
Sure.
I was sexually abused when I was a little girl, so I was dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I felt like when me and him decided, like, let's do this one more time, I felt like I was in a place in my life where, like, I didn't feel shame anymore. Mm-hmm. I felt like I loved myself. Mm-hmm. I felt that I was worthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was just in a different place. I felt surrendered. Like, you know, if things work out between me and Hector, that would be great. But if they don't, it's going to be okay also. I felt like I was just in a place where I was like, you know what, we would even have conversations about like, hey, if this doesn't work out between us, hopefully you could be with a person. And I could be with somebody who's mature enough to, like, understand that we're always going to be in each other's lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to co-parent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we could even be friends because we have a son. Like, we want to be friends with each other because we did, like hanging out with each other.
Sure.
And, you know, we had fun when we would hang out with each other. But I really do believe that I was just, like, in a really different place in my life where I was like, you know what, if this works out, great. And if it doesn't, it's okay, too.
So it's more like a surrendering.
Surrender.
You're more surrendered this time.
And just in a better place in my own life.
Yeah,
you know,
that makes
not
sense.
Having all these, so much dark, you know, just
baggage.
Yeah.
Like you were able
just
to kind of work
more
through your stuff.
Yeah.
Some of your own stuff.
And like, yeah, definitely. And then, you know, just hanging out with him because we had our son. We would hang out and we'd have a good time. And I remember we sat down. We're like, you know what? Do you want to give this one more shot? And then both of us were like, all right, we'll do it.
Remember when she said that? I think I had dated a second individual that, again, I thought I was going to marry, and I really wanted to marry this person.
Hector.
Hector
was looking for love.
She was not the one.
She was once again.
She had a son who was a year younger than Joshua.
Swing and a miss.
Looking in the wrong places, that's why.
I thought, oh, you know, she has a son. I have a son. You know,
you want to be a family man. Yeah,
that, and I was very genuine about my feelings for this individual.
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
I wanted to be with
her.
And then after that, when things didn't work out, I was like, "What is God trying to tell me, man?"
Yeah.
It's like, "Jeez."
So when she brought up this third time, this idea about giving it another shot, where were you at about that?
I was open to it, but I was very hesitant. I was super like shielded, man. I was like. I don't know if I want to go through this again, you know?
Yeah.
It had already been years that this had happened. Because I remember, I just felt paralyzed in the very beginning. It was a trauma. And then I went out and sought a therapist as well, first time. Never did that. And super helpful. you know, but I was on my own. I remember just thinking like, okay, all right. I was thinking about Joshua, but the conversations that we were having, we already knew we were like done with each other. And it's like, why are we, well, let's just do it. Yeah. That's it. All we need is just our signatures. That's it. To finalize this divorce. Mm-hmm. Cause it was always, it was pending. It's just pending. It's just like, eh, let's just hold off to, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she had the paperwork and I just needed her signature. But I just remember thinking like, no, I don't think this is going to work out. Because come on, man, having these conversations about, hey, once we find that one person who's mature enough to come together and be with both families, it's like, you know, okay, I think we're done here. It's like, let's just let's just wrap this up. And then I remember I had a list of 20 things. I got to share this. I had a list of 20 things that I wrote down that I was looking. And I found this in the book. It was a great suggestion. I was like, I love this suggestion. 20 things that I look forward to doing without Val. And of course, I started thinking overall, just Val, her side of the family and everything. But I just remember thinking, okay, these are the 20 things I'm looking forward to. And I was just so excited about it. You know, and of course, when things change, it's like, okay, let me bring this. I'm going to bring this list down because I don't think it's going to happen, you know? I think we might be able to work this out. That's until later.
You don't have that list anymore.
No, okay, no, no, I don't. However, I do have all the divorce forms and the you know, from Long Beach Courthouse. I had a whole packet of, I still have it. I wanted to shred it with Val. I meant to bring it here too. I just forgot. But we were, you know, we talked about shredding it together.
Yeah.
But I'm, man, it's been it's been years.
Burning.
So in this process, it seems like both of you guys were in different spaces. Mm-hmm. It seems like Val, you were in a healthier place to really like give it all you had.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Hector, you were still somewhat hesitant, but you still were, but you were willing to give it a shot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you did.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave it another shot. And
did.
What's happened since then?
Remember those marriage retreats we would go to?
You guys would like pop up every now and then.
So our church would host an annual retreat for married couples to get away and get some equipping, some training, but also spend time together as a spouse and stuff like that. And Hector and Val would randomly show up. And Marina and I would be like, wait, I thought you guys were separated. Are you guys trying again?
Yeah.
And they would love the marriage retreat.
Yeah.
You guys would hang out with us. We'd go out to dinner and have a great time.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't hear from you. Then we wouldn't hear from you for like another, you know, whatever. This is still the next marriage retreat.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could tell how it was, how things were. We'd be like, all right, let's try to.
Yeah.
So whenever we'd go to the marriage retreat,
you were like
in our life when we were trying to work things out.
Yeah.
And then it was like, nope, it's not.
So what I remember this third time, because we were, Marina and I were primarily involved in helping.
Yeah.
Kind of being some coaches through this time.
Yes.
And I do remember.
Just friends. We're friends.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
In this time, I do remember the conversations we were having, at least you and I were having, were a lot more. There was a lot about the marriage, but it was really more about kind of your perspective, your relationship with God.
Yeah, that's what I felt like in the third time. Like, you guys were really trying to individually, like, reconnect with God.
With God.
And restore that foundation.
Yeah. So can you speak to that a little bit? You know.
Yeah. I will say that it took us a long time, and we knew better, too. Like, okay, a whole time, if we would have just allowed God into our problem, to the equation, it would have been solved. We just didn't want to. There's so much hurt and, you know, pain.
Yeah.
We
trust. You know,
You know, trust.
We want to control everything ourselves.
Yeah. But once we allowed time to go by and just individually, I spent a lot of time just meditating, reflecting on my own for years. And after those two failed relationships, you know, I thought, you know what? God's been, you know, whispering. He's been telling me. He's like, hey, his spirit really. Because I almost felt like, oh, once I started, you know, giving into so much sin and deliberately just doing things that, you know, we're supposed to, I was like, oh, that spirit took off a long time ago. I remember I was thinking about that spirit took off.
That spirit
was like, I'm out of here. You know?
Forgot me.
Forget this.
He ran away from me.
This temple is closed. I thought that. But I just remember thinking like, oh, man, like, I think it was a lot of time just feeling like, okay, I'm going to allow God back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start praying. Because the only time I would pray was with Joshua. I couldn't pray on my own with him, yeah. with God. I just couldn't. I would run every single day miles at Belmont or Hartwell Park. I would run for miles just trying to talk to God, and I couldn't do it. I just didn't feel like I would connect, you know? And Joshua would be the only one I felt like, okay, I miss God. I miss praying with God. When I would read my Bible to Joshy, his children's Bible, that's when I'd feel like, man, I miss walking with God.
Yeah.
You know? The anger, the pain had diminished. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to hide it. Sought professional help, as mentioned before. So all that helped me in, you know, allowing God to come back into my life. Yeah. And then I was able to, you know, be respectful and loving to Val, we're cordial, you know, just trying to, you know, co-parent together.
Sure.
That was our big thing. It's just like, you know what, we got to learn how to just work together for Joshua's sake, you know. Yeah. Joshua was doing fine. Joshua was, you know, he was being loved both sides of the family. Yeah. He was taken care of, you know. Yeah. He was always around cousins, you know, and our family showed a lot of love and support.
Yeah, there was no toxicity.
So he was fine, and, you know, and we didn't want to come back because it's like, oh, Joshua would totally be happy. No, Joshua was happy. He was, you know, with the family. He was healthy. He was good. But God worked it out. God was the one.
Yeah.
I would agree. I mean, I feel for me, I think like once I realized that God wants me as I am, and not like, because I feel for so long, I felt like I had like one foot in and one foot out, because just from the stuff that I was taught growing up is like, if you're not like 100%, you know, hot, then you can't, you know, come in. You know, he doesn't want nothing to do with you, you know. So then I felt for so long, I was like, but it just felt like a battle. But then once I realized, like, you know what, God just wants me the way that I am. Not when I'm, like, when I think I'm ready or, like, 100% ready to, like, go back to him or whatever.
Right.
Once I realized, like, no, he wants me just the way that I am right now, I realized, like, you know what? And it's funny because I was going to a gym. I was with a trainer, and the trainer had said that to me. He had said something like, so how come you don't go back to church then, or something like that? And I was like, well, because I'm not like ready, like, and I don't think God, like, God's not ready to like take me back. Like, it was just, and then he was kind of like, well, what do you mean? Like, but God just takes you the way that you are. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait. I feel like I had heard that before, but I had never really like let it sink in the way that he did when he said it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? He's right. Like, God does just take me the way that I am. Like, I don't have to be like this person that I think I need to be, or the way that I, or like an image of somebody. And I was like, you know what? No, I am. I'm ready to, I want to like start talking to him. And, you know, I mean, but I had already started doing that, because when I started like the healing, I was already talking with God and praying.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like shame anymore.
Yeah.
But with him, like, the difference was just, again, just staying surrendered about it all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. I think the other difference too was just coming into this time with Hector around with just like a clean slate. Like, I didn't want to have anything hidden.
No secrets.
And I was like, we have to like just tell each other everything right now, 100%. And then I remember I had to like tell him something, and I was so scared to like tell him, because I was like, oh my gosh, like he could, you know, potentially be like, this is why I don't want to be.
Hold that thought though. I do remember it was so hard to believe Val and trust what she was trying to prove or demonstrate, because then I felt like she knows that I always wanted to, you know, be together happily in God's church, you know, everything. And I felt like, why is she doing this? Because she was really trying. The ball was on my court already, right? I had it. She was like, hey, look, it's up to you. I still didn't want to, but I knew that she began to be different. And I was like, okay, I like that vibe, the spirit.
Yeah.
I feel like she's being serious about her own personal walk with God. And I started liking that, but then I thought, I don't know, she's probably doing that because she's trying to win me back. You know, these are the things that were going through my mind. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. Because still, I felt like, no, I don't know if I want to go through this again.
Yeah. You know?
Until the confession, what you were going to share, I don't know if we want to hold off on that for another part, but sorry, just thought that, because I wasn't sure how much.
Well,
time we have.
I think what I love about what you guys are talking about is just the foundation individually in God.
Yeah.
And I think that,
yeah,
you know, this whole podcast is about embracing the chaos and,
yeah,
you know, relationships are chaotic because, yeah, they're unpredictable.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going to happen. So, for example, right now we hear your baby daughter crying in the other room.
So the blessing that you guys got.
Yes, we want to close out our time by you sharing about how God has blessed,
yeah,
a tangible miracle in your, yeah, life.
Yeah. All right.
As you've come back together with him and with each other.
So then after we got back together, things, you know, we both decided to do this 100, like, we're like, let's give it our all and see if this works out.
Mm-hmm.
We were both in different places, and you know, we decided to do it. And last year, I think we decided that in like 2019, that's when we decided to, like, mm-hmm, let's go and,
yeah, yeah,
give it our all.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And then since then, like, things have just been good for us. And now, mm-hmm, last year, God blessed us with our little girl, Luna.
Yes.
She was
born on
June 14th.
Miracle,
yes,
baby.
Yes.
She's totally our miracle baby, because when we look at her, we're just like, we never imagined that we would be having another baby,
yes,
together.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, you know, in love with each other, you know, yeah, just like.
Now, especially now at 40, we're like, hey, we're starting all over.
Yeah. Because
there's a 14-year gap, you know, between Joshua,
yeah,
14,
yeah,
and baby Luna.
Oh, we hear her.
I can hear
her. She's going to join us.
Crying in the background.
She's going to join us for the prayer. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go grab? You can go, yeah, grab. Yeah, go, yeah, grab. You're scared of me because I'm too dark for her. Hey, babies.
There she is.
Okay, so we're on our podcast here, Embrace, yes, the Chaos. We're literally embracing the chaos,
yes,
by having this baby Luna.
She woke up from her nap.
She just woke up from her nap,
hi,
and she's
sweetheart,
with us here today.
Okay. Hi. I don't want to freak her out. She's,
yeah,
like,
I know. She's
like,
fucking a lot going on here.
This is our little miracle.
Yeah.
Yes. The flesh.
I love it. Baby. That's
great.
Yeah. 10 years ago, you asked us if we even imagined something like this.
Wow.
There'd be no way.
Yeah. Yeah. And here,
oh,
she,
incredible,
is. And Josh, you have Josh,
yes,
is doing great.
Yes.
And,
yeah,
he loves having a little sister.
Yeah.
She's an answered prayer to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, we love you guys, and we're,
yeah,
so grateful that you guys were willing to be vulnerable and share your story and share your heart.
Yeah.
And it really is, I think, just for us, like, sitting on the sidelines watching, it is really, like, inspiring. And
yes.
I think it just it could restore my faith, too, in God's plan and,
mm-hmm,
his timing and his, mm-hmm, love. And just very grateful for you guys.
Yeah.
I
will say this. I do think there are couples out there that might be listening to this that,
yeah,
feel hopeless,
yeah,
about your relationship. And,
yeah,
your example shows us that there is hope. In God, there's hope. Like,
yes,
you,
yeah,
individually,
absolutely,
being reconciled with God led to the strength to be able to,
yeah,
reconcile with each other. I do also think that there are couples that might do that, but it may not end out in this,
yeah,
kind of happy ending like this.
True.
And,
right,
and that's okay,
yeah,
in a sense that God is still working. God is still moving,
yeah,
and God is still up to something. And so, mm-hmm, I really appreciate you guys sharing the story, because it is, to us, this was a chaotic,
yeah,
oh, man,
10 years.
Jeez.
Right? And,
yes,
yet you had the courage,
yeah,
the bravery, the faith to be able to enter it,
mm,
and work on it one last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And God blessed it.
Yeah.
And not only did he bless it, but now you guys are using your story to bless other people,
yeah,
and help,
yeah,
other people.
Yeah.
It's huge.
And,
yeah,
so I don't know if you want to share just real quick before,
yeah,
we close,
sure,
out about your,
yeah,
ministry. Yeah.
We have a platform. It's on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. It's titled Graves into Garden 562, and it's just a platform that we started. That was inspired just by our marriage, that it was a death. And, I mean, it was, yeah, dead, and now it's alive. So, Graves into Gardens and 562,
yeah,
because we're from Long Beach.
Okay.
LBC,
yeah,
baby.
But if you guys, you know, want to hear more about our story, or just keep, you know, being inspired, or, you know, we just want to give hope in our, with what we're doing, you know, trying,
yeah,
to start a ministry of reconciliation, you
that's
know,
awesome,
forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're grateful. God has definitely blessed us, and,
yeah,
we feel super blessed, man. When
that's
we look
great
at this little,
yeah,
one, I'm just,
I
like,
know,
this,
oh,
is,
man,
a real,
and it's a girl, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted a girl so bad, and,
yeah,
Hector did too. And I'm just like, God just really gave us the desires of our hearts. Yeah. You know?
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, we like to close out our episodes with a word of prayer. So I'd like you to, if you can, Hector, maybe if you can pray for us, but especially for families, couples who are going through challenging, difficult times, we say a special prayer for that.
All right, let's pray. God, thank you for allowing us to come together at this time, God. And just even just right now, as I'm holding my little gift, just a reminder how good you are, how good you've been to both Val and I, personally, God. And thank you for the way you helped us to reconcile our marriage. It's only through you, God. The reason why we're here is because of you. Thank you so much for the way you transformed our marriage. It's definitely a miracle. We're grateful to be here. Growing. And just thriving, God. Thank you for Ruben and Marina, for them just individually helping us, collectively as well. And, so thankful for them and the relationship. Do pray for those individuals, God, other relationships, God, that are going through their hardships right now, that are contemplating on divorce, separation. We ask that, give them some hope, God. Give them strength, persevere. Do pray, especially, for those individuals, those couples, that they, keep you in their prayers and make wise decisions, God. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. As you can tell, Hector and Val have an amazing and powerful story, and they have so much more that they want to share. I encourage you to please follow them at Graves Into Gardens 562. And if you could please also like or comment and leave us a review. We're so grateful for you listening, tuning in, and taking your time to hear us. Thank you.